Lamentations 3:40. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Search out our ways, Apostle Arkady writes, is searching out the building and sanctification of our altar, representing our prayers and our goals, which we pursue on our ways, upon which we can either turn to the Lord or we can walk away from Him. We will bring forth 7 components where we are called to examine the things that are called to take part in our relationship with God. These will allow us to not walk away from God, but to turn to Him, so that we can be that altar that is sanctified, so that if anything accesses, touches, or is put upon it, can be sanctified. Study those principles that talk about our relationship with God, and how much we know them, how much we understand them, and how much we fulfill them. Let us look at the first component of this. First, examining is refusing the evil and choosing the good. And such examining is only possible after the prerequisite of eating curds and honey. Isaiah 7:14-15. Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. And so here we need to examine ourselves, how much we are able to refuse the evil and choose the good. And for the Lord Jesus Christ to refuse the evil and choose the good, He needed to be nourished by curds and honey, spiritual curds and honey, the two formats that are present with God and that He has given to us in the form of the Urim and Thummim, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, that truth that is imprinted upon our heart and that truth with which we renew our mind. This is also that faith that is in our heart and the faith we confess with our mouth in the form of honey. The Lord had spoken to John and said, go to the angel and take the book from his hands. And he did so. He came up to the angel, took the book out of his hands, and then he ate it. He ate this book or the scroll, and it was bitter in his stomach, but upon his lips it was sweet. And so every time we confess the word of God, it will be sweet upon our lips, but it will be doing a specific work of death, where the Lord will examine us, where He will cleanse us. And so, again, we need to have the ability to refuse the evil and choose the good upon the condition if we are able to be nourished by curds and honey. And when the Lord sends His person, His apostle, He clothes him with the authority of a father. He then gives this curds and honey, and then watches how much we can collaborate with that in our life. Second, examining is examining and finding out what is acceptable to the Lord and refusing to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians 5:10-11, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We need to not take part in the unfruitful works of darkness, and these are works of darkness, don't need to be found in other people or somewhere else. We need to examine ourselves in ourselves if we have these works of darkness. It is not a secret. Every individual person who is born again, he has these works of darkness, and they are in the form of dead works that are in the conscience that is not yet cleansed. The scripture says we need to cleanse our conscience from dead works so we could put the teaching of Christ in there. And while the conscience is not yet cleansed from religious works, or we have still opinions of our forefathers or the opinions of other brothers who may have taught us something. And when a person is sitting in the church and saying, I don't understand anything that is being spoken, but the children, younger children do understand, and yet people elderly, 50 years old, don't. Why? Because the heart is overfilled with these dead works, and they have false strongholds of salvation. They do good work thinking they will earn salvation by doing this good work. We need to understand that we need not to take part in these unfruitful works of darkness. Third, examining is searching out yourself and how much your life corresponds to sound doctrine. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? And so how we examine ourselves, whether we are in the faith, do we abide in the teaching of Jesus Christ? We have the testimony of Jesus Christ in the sermon of Apostle Arkady today. He will be talking about that testimony in ourselves. It is identified by the teaching of Jesus Christ that came in the flesh within our heart. And when we have this truth within our heart, which we have received in an undamaged form, and we continue to preserve it from any kind of mix-ins or any kind of diluting, then you can determine that Jesus Christ is within you. Do not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you. And so if we have the teaching within our Christ, then Jesus abides within us. Fourth, examining is the ability to test the spirits that are active in prophets. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. How do you test spirits, whether they are of God or not? A person can come into my life and tell me as if correct things, but we need to determine whether God has sent him or not. In our situation, Brother Akadi, we know. And the person who is sent by God doesn't say these things to me, but this other person comes, has no authority over you, and begins telling you things that sound good, but it's the incorrect person telling you. And so we need to test the spirits and know by whom God will speak to us and by whom he will not. If we are listening to every single person speaking to us, whomever they are, then unfortunately, we will be in an unfortunate place. They are these episcopals that they call that so-called teach them. We need to test the spirits to determine whether this person is sent by God. Does he have the ability to correct me or instruct me? And if he is not, may the Lord forbid him. Fifth, examining is the readiness to provide God with the ability to test our holiness, demonstrated in hatred toward those who hate God and who rise up against God in the form of their messengers. Psalm 139:21-24. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In other words, try me, whether I am upon the tolerant path. When he says, I hate them with a perfect hatred, I count them my enemies. David said, when Christ came, he had cursed the Pharisees, and he cursed them with the ultimate curse. And he understood that he did this. This is a curse where a person can't be renewed with repentance. And so they realized they had only one thing to do, and that is to kill the Son of God, because he had written their verdict. There is no tolerant love. And so it's necessary to remember, it's important to remember, Pastor Arkady writes, in searching out our ways, not look at the abilities and opportunities of our own mind, so that we can provide God with the legitimate grounds, the ability he needs within our prayers to enlighten us with the light of the living. Sometimes our emotions question things within us. And if the apostle says that this is the case, then it is the case. If the prophets say that it's like this, then it is like this, even if our emotions say otherwise. But you may begin to say, well, these are my relatives, these are my brothers and sisters. And you need to demonstrate holiness in these situations. And sometimes they are people that are very close to you. We need to demonstrate the same holiness. Sixth, examining is the readiness to examine your relationship with the habitation of the house of God, which is the place where His glory dwells. Psalm 26, 1 through 8. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence. So I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonderful works. I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Here he's saying that it is not him in this case that needs to examine himself. He wants God to examine himself in this case. And so he wants to be tested, and as the devil then will come as he came and tested Jesus in the wilderness, and he will question then the truth and say, is it truly so that your pastor is saying this or this? You have your own Bible. You should be able to understand it your way. And so the Lord needs to test those who are His and who are not His. And He doesn't just test us. He allows the devil to test us to be able to demonstrate love for the church. You need to be tried by the devil to see where your loyalty lies. And seventh, examining is the ability to examine the oath promises of God given to us in a covenant with God. Malachi 3, 8 through 10. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. Will I not open for you windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it? This is a blessing that is given, and we need to allow the Lord to test us. And we also, he's saying here, try me now, the Lord says, so we try the Lord as well. When we try the Lord, we need to understand how the Lord gives, what he gives, and when he gives. Because sometimes something appears to be a blessing or some kind of success, but it's actually a curse. At one point, a gentleman came to our church, and I wanted to speak to pastor, and pastor directed him to me, and he said he was a missionary. And so I tried to find out what church he belongs to, his missionary, and they're looking for money. And I asked why their church is not subsidizing their work, their service. And he says, I'm not part of any church. I just travel, I preach, I'm a missionary. And I asked him, when did these symptoms start? I asked him, well, the symptoms you just that you just stated. And he said, I heard a voice inside of myself. And he said, go and play the lottery. And I was able to win $20,000. And so he had then, when the money had finished, he said, I heard a second voice. He said, go to the lottery. I then did again. And that money finished. And now the Lord is not speaking, but I'm going to churches now asking for money. And I told him that the voice you heard was Satan. He deceived you. These 20 years, you could have earned hundreds of times more working with your own hands if you would have opened up your own business. Understand, you were deceived by the devil, and you are not a missionary. And he was very upset, and he left. There was another incident. There was another person brought to me. He's asking for money, and Pastor Cuddy wasn't here, and he talked to me. He said, Daniel, can your church help me? I'm a sick person. And I looked at him. He wasn't very tall. He appeared healthy. And I told him, repeat after me, do the things that I'm doing physically. And he did the same things I did. And I told him, bend down with your knees. And he did. I told him, why aren't you working? You can work. He said, I am mentally sick. And I said, I see that. And so I take out the cash, and I take out some cash, and I told him that if you leave and don't ever come back here to ask for money again, I'll give you this money. And he came back 2 weeks later again, and he said, I want to talk to Daniel again. And he said, well, the money is finished. And they, of course, told him to leave, and he began to offend them in different ways because he thought he could keep coming back here asking for more. What does this say? We need to examine ourselves, and right now we will sing a psalm and thank God that we can examine upon what ways we are. And when I read these labors of pastor, that today we will have the opportunity to hear, or that we were able to hear here in this tithe sermon, we need to examine ourselves, but upon the condition, if the truth of the word of God is within our heart, upon the condition of which we can examine ourselves, we need to say, Lord, test me as well. And when the Lord will test you, it won't be simple. He will test you, and he will allow the devil to tempt you, and will look at our reaction, and we need to try him. And tithes and offerings is the way we try him. And we know, Lord, when you will bless me, you will not bless me with dollars. You will give me the wisdom how to earn money. You will give me wisdom and understanding which will allow me to receive them and to keep them and to honor you with them, with what you have blessed me with. Let us stand up and sing a psalm and partake in this service.
Shall we stand here? Спасителя моего. Да, я узнал бы, да, я узнал бы, душою знал бы я Отца Божьего. Да, я узнал бы, да, я узнал бы, душою знал бы я Отца Божьего.
Allow me to remind us that every time the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and offerings in the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon, they were required as a command from Moses, which God gave him, to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years. We are that same Israel connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.